Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Good morning, everybody, and a happy Wednesday to you all. It is a little late, I would say, for these two videos, but this has been the hardest week, not only to build lineups, project ownership, do projections, so we have made sure that we've run through them a couple times, and they look as good as they can to us. Again, this is the most wonkiest week. Welcome to the PGA DFS Top 5 Fades for the Zurich Classic. Again, we went through these projections a bunch of times, tried to do the best we could. This is the first time we've gotten a team event and how people are going to roster them. So let's go ahead and just jump right in. Last week, well, it was probably one of the first weeks that all five of my fades failed to get into the top 10. So a pretty good week. Daniel Berger was the best performer, top 20, but he was outperformed by many of the golfers that were priced around him, like Colin Morikawa and the like. So good fade there. Maybe not against Patrick Cantlay, but certainly against Morikawa and Cam Smith it was. Kevin Kisner was a missed cut. Kevin Streelman, although he had a couple of good rounds, didn't finish in the top 10, I should say. Paul Casey was a high-owned missed cut. And Siwoo Kim, a couple of good rounds, but again, nothing inside the top 10. So overall, a pretty good week. Let's jump in right in this week, and we're going to start all the way on the right in probably one of the most odd ownership projections of the week. We looked at it a bunch of times, though, and looked at the crunches, looked at how optimal projections are coming out, and Bo Hogg and Wes Roach are somehow popping a little bit. They're projected somewhere around 10 to 15%, and for me, down in that range, while they are 6,300 and very cheap, and Hogg has played pretty good this year, there are a couple of other teams, especially with $200 more, that I'd rather get. And for me this week, $200, I don't mind coming off of a better team and going to another good team so that I can go up and get a couple of guys I like. So for me, it will be under on Bo Hogg, Wes Roach team. The next team I think is getting a big bump because Tom Hoagie is certainly playing some of his best golf of the season. But he's teamed up with Bo Hossler, and maybe that'll help him make some more putts. But Hossler has really struggled to come through, and they're still projected around 20%. Now, it's not a full fade for me here. I'll be somewhere around 10 to 15%, as I do like the team, but I certainly won't be over the field at 20%. Now, don't get me wrong, Tom Hoagie has played pretty well here, 34th and 10th in his two trips. Again, he's got pretty good recent form as well, came in 25th last week. On Tom Hoagie's, you look at his strokes gain ranked and why I think Hossler could be a good teammate. 93rd off the tee, 38 on the approach, 134 around the green, and 102 putting. So his two worst stats around the green and putting happen to be Hossler's best. So I understand the ownership, but for me, there's no way I'm getting close to 20%. There are other teams in that range that I like. Especially Batia Piercy at 7,000, so plenty of other options. Okay, let's go on to my third one, and Jason Kokrak has entered my fade category again. Now, actually, I think he's probably one of the safest plays, teamed up with Pat Perez down in that 8,300 range, 8,500 range, but 32% owned. I mean, you know, it's not like these guys have necessarily done super well. Granted, Pat Perez has had good results, as has Jason Kokrak. So it makes sense why 30% of the lineups are getting him. But I would have to make them my highest owned team to do that. And that's just not going to happen. Even with Jason Kokrak being 10th off the tee, 77th on the approach, 170 around the green, and 156 putting this year, Pat Perez will make up the difference in putting for sure. For me, though, they are in my top 15 teams owned. course, you want to find out all top 15 teams that I'm owning this week, check out my Winning Element article. It is free each and every week, and by the time you're listening to this, I'm sure it'll be out. If not, it'll be out around 12:30, 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Check out, again, the top 15 teams that I'm going to own this week. Kograk and Perez are one of them, except they are not going to be my highest owned team for sure, and they would have to be, as I just mentioned, at 32%. All right, the next one is an interesting blend of talent. Roger Sloan has had a good little spurt here, while Aaron Badley will try and take his short game prowess and help the ball striking of Roger Sloan and become a good team. But at 15% owned this week, no thank you. They won't be number 15 on my top 15 owned teams is right around 15%, and they are not going to be one of those teams. So it's an easy fade for me here this week. Again, I know Roger Sloan's playing well, and Badley does profile as a good partner with the good short game. For me, at 6,500, I'd rather pay 100 more and get somebody like Scott Harrington and Andrew Putt. Okay, now my last fade here of the week, a pair of South Africans. And listen, I love Louis and Charles. They're some of my favorite players to watch. I've enjoyed them watching over the years, but for me at 20%, no, I just can't do it. I'd rather play the Norwegians in Hovland and Ventura that are a little bit more expensive, round the same ownership, or even go down to the South Koreans in Sungjae Im and Byung-Kun An. They're looking at about 10% owned and $300 cheaper. I don't think Byung-Kun An's form is that much worse than, say, Charles Schwartzel's. And I think Sungjae Im's form is better than Louis Oosthuizen. So for me, it's easy. I get lower ownership and a cheaper price. I'll take that. In terms of Louis and Charles, how they've done here, an 80 is a missed cut. So he missed cut last year and a third the year before. Recent form, we had nobody play last week. And then 26th, obviously, for Oosthuizen at the Masters a couple weeks ago. Strokes gained ranks, he's been great putting this year. 53rd has Louis, 90th off the tee, 131 on the approach, and 184 around the green. All right, so let's go 5-1 again. Bo Hogg, Wes Roach, Tom Hoagie, Bo Hostler, Jason Kokrak, Pat Perez, Roger Sloan, Aaron Badley, and finally Louis Oosthuizen and Charles Schwartzel. That's my top five fades for the Zurich Classic this week. Of course, I've got my top five sleepers coming up right after this. And of course, stay tuned and tune in to the Live Before Lock Show with Ben Raza and Eric Lundquist. They are going to break it down. They're going to let you know if there's any weather and any other edges out there. So on your way out, make sure you like and subscribe to our channel, and we will see you back here for the top five PGA DFS sleepers. Cheers, everybody.